Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday, everybody. 97.1 FM Talk DGS. So your last day, right? For a week?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll be here for the weekend shows tomorrow, but after that, yep.
Just, I'm going to take a long shot here.
Yeah.
What are the chances you could just not go? Just... Just let the family go.
Yeah, none. Okay. No, zero. No, absolute. That's an absolute hard no. There's no chance of
what
that.
What if you left James here?
I mean, we could talk about that.
Yeah, that's
talk about leaving any of them, actually.
About halfway through, you're probably thinking, man, I wish I had left James.
I mean, I could
day.
Negotiate any of the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all... Yeah.
They're all in play.
They're all in play, right.
That's great.
No, I'm out of here. And Christine's out of here for sure.
So Tony is going to Disney World next week.
Hang right.
And Sue is still stuck in Spain, right?
She is in Barcelona.
Like, she sent some pictures today and...
She's been sending me a lot of cool pictures. This morning she sent me a photo and said, holy crap, not sure we will be able to make it back to our hotel. And it's all these protesters flooding the streets. Yeah. I asked if they were violent and she said, no, they're just really loud.
And that's in Spain?
It's in Spain. She
what
said
are they protesting?
Sue. Oh.
Yeah, I would assume Sue being there.
It's funny.
She said, apparently these are people from every Catalan province.
They're having a Chico stick strike.
Yeah, I read earlier today exactly what it was they were protesting, but I...
You forgot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of not my problem.
No, I'm in.
Wow, okay. President Trump.
I'm okay with that.
It's not my border.
Right.
We'll put a picture up on Facebook.
But there you go. Just another example of, you know, other countries have problems too.
Yeah.
People think that, the rest of the world's perfect and only, I almost said St. Louis, only the United States has all these problems.
Nope.
Not true.
I feel like LeBron James right now.
Oh, man. Poor guy, huh?
I'm like, I'm not, you know, maybe you shouldn't talk about these things unless you know
unless
what you're
really
talking
informed.
About. Yeah.
Thanks to everyone who came out to Cyberg's last night. One of our better remotes ever. It's a lot of fun. Tons of listeners and just met a whole bunch of people. In fact, I have some names written down. Joshua and Evan. I don't know if they're twins. I thought their parents said that they're both 16. But they listened to the show. So shout out to Joshua and Evan.
Yeah.
The number one thing last night, which makes me super happy for the continued success of the DGS, is how many parents told me that their teenagers love the show.
That's great.
Yeah. It's not a surprise.
You know what? I was just going to say that. So I remember my dad used to travel a lot when he was younger. And when I was a kid, there was a period of time where he would be out of town 1 week out of every month. And... A lot of times he would have to travel to New York. And when Howard Stern started to have his show syndicated and was on the radio here, my dad said, I've been listening to this guy every time I go to New York for years. I love him. It's great. And I remember like listening to Howard Stern in the car with my dad and thinking it almost felt like I was getting away with something.
Yeah.
Like, this is like adult talk, and
right.
Dad's laughing, and I'm laughing. And I could totally see that same sort of dynamic happening with people listening to this show as teenagers,
yes.
As kids, and you know, with their parents, and thinking like, oh, you know, that was kind of an edgy kind of adult kind of joke, and we're both sitting here laughing about it, and this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's
love it.
That's awesome.
It's one of my, and I told every parent I talked to last night, it's one of my very favorite things to hear. Because when I was a kid, and it's so funny because I do so much bitching and moaning about Phoebe growing up and she's not my little girl anymore and stuff. But Man, I remember those drives with my dad where it was just death. It was just like, oh God,
right.
How much farther can Central Hardware be? And but when the Cardinal game was on, we could coexist. And just listening to Jack Buck and my dad burning chicken, that was like the thing that we shared. And so it's really cool when people come up to me and say, my 13-year-old, my 15-year-old, my 16-year-old just love the show and we listen in the car. So to all you teenagers out there listening, I appreciate it. It's cool. Thank you. Rach, you got a lot of love last night.
From the teens?
None from the teens. Okay. They can't stand you. No, this one couple in particular, a lot of people, it's so funny. I remember seeing my third grade teacher at Kmart and being shocked because I thought she lived at school.
Yeah, they're real people.
And people really think that we all just live together and travel together like, you know, gypsies or something, because they're all like, where's Rach? Where's Tony? I'm like, living their lives. I'm not sure where they are right now. But a lot of people giving a lot of love. And then this one couple, she's a CFO, he's a pilot, and said that their 18 and 19 year old daughters really look up to you and they're so happy to have you as sort of like this role model on the air. So
that's very sweet.
And I was like this.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's great. No, it was nice.
It's really nice. Thank you.
And Wiggins inexplicably got a lot of love.
Yeah, people love him.
I'm telling you. He's like Mark Close. He splits the audience, but the ones that love him freaking love him.
Yep. And I had almost came to blows with one listener because he insisted he was still on my show. And I'm like, well,
he was on for a good chunk yesterday and he will be on for most of the show today. So
yeah, I finally just gave in and said, you're right. I've been lying to you. He is on my show every day. So
that's funny.
You win.
I'm getting
high.
Why is
he coming in today?
Getting high? What?
Because Dave invited him.
Mm. Yeah.
And we need someone else for Pyramid.
Wow. Don't hide your emotions there, Tones.
I mean, we just had an hour of him yesterday.
I'm getting high-roaded on Twitter.
What's that mean?
It just means like everyone's like, Rachel, the protests in Spain are about Catalan independence.
Right.
So now I know.
Doy.
No, seriously, thank you guys for telling me because I wasn't going to Google
it. And of course, that is where Spanish cats live.
Yes.
Yes.
So this is actually pretty close to my heart.
It is. Yes. And since cats can't speak for themselves, all those people are out there.
Yeah, we just put up one of the pictures that Sue sent me on Facebook. So go check it out.
What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? I had a good time last night. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I mean, you're at Cyberg's.
That's an automatic win.
Got me a pizza to take home.
Nice.
Tried peanut butter bourbon for the first time. It was good.
Was it a BSB brand?
Nope. It was another brand that the BSB people are friends with.
Did they make pineapple upside down cake? Yeah, what was the cocktail last night
why
that people
drank?
Why is it upside down?
Why is it upside down?
Pineapple upside down, Manhattan, and something else. And people came up and got a ticket and went to the bar. And me being me, I would rip off like 8 tickets and be like, here you go, go get wasted. So I could be responsible for some troubles last night.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Gonna play Pyramid today.
Yes, we are.
Our buddy George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine is coming in at 3:40. He has an article on stlouismagazine.com called Ask George. Every Friday, someone will send in a question and he will answer. A couple weeks ago, the question was, how close to a restaurant's closing time can a party arrive without making someone angry? So I specially requested him to talk about that today.
I have a very specific opinion on this.
Because this is definitely a DGS topic if I've ever seen it.
I will hold my powder.
Yeah.
Keep my powder,
powder dry.
Yes. Yep. What is it? I'll hold my what?
Water.
Water. What does that mean?
Hold your water?
Yeah.
Means
don't pee?
Not pouring it out.
Yeah, I guess. Don't go. Uh-huh. Don't let it out.
This is a sad story because a woman had her head taken off by a train.
Yeah, that's a sad story.
But this woman, isn't it weird? If this happened here, I couldn't even talk about it. But it happened in Europe, so you're like,
that's how I feel about the Spain protests.
It's fair game. So this woman is on a train. It's going 75 miles an hour. And she is literally standing under a sign that says, do not put any part of your body outside the train, which I wouldn't think you'd need a sign for.
Right.
But they had one.
Mm-hmm.
But she decides to you know, open the window and put her head outside. And guess what? She hit a tree.
Oh.
And the tree took her head off.
Yeah.
So now the family is suing because even though the sign is exactly what the law calls for, they're saying it was insufficient. Now, this is why I hate lawyers. Like, this is dumb. This should be a funeral, and it's terrible that Sally died, and 100 years from now, how did your great-grandma die? Oh, my God, she stuck her head out of a train, and a tree took her head off. But this is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
You shouldn't need a sign that tells you don't stick your head out of a train.
Right.
But if you have one, and you are standing under it, I had a case one time where this poor girl was on a pontoon boat, a rented pontoon boat, and she was sitting on the front of the pontoon boat, literally sitting on the sign that said, do not sit here.
Yeah.
And they got going too fast, and her legs went in the water, and it pulled her under, and she hit the propeller, and it dicked her up, and I think we ended up paying her almost $1 million.
Wow.
She was, her butt was on the sign that said, don't sit here.
So, okay, how could they sue the train if the sign wasn't sufficient, if they're meeting the legal standard?
Because you can sue anyone for anything.
Right.
So even though you're complying with everything, you can still get sued.
Sure. Yes.
Yes.
And the whole thing is that they know, okay, you've got the law on your side. You have this sign on your side. You have all the compliance on your side. You have all these nerdy lawyers on your side. You know what I have? I have a picture of a young woman without her head. That's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
And like in the case with the pontoon, they had horrible pictures of this poor girl with her legs all cut up.
Yeah. It just seems like if something bad happens, that
someone owes you.
Yeah. And sometimes that's true, but a lot of times it's not true.
Most of the time it's not true.
And now what
we've proved that it is true.
Yes.
And now what they're going to do is they're going to make the windows like unopenable.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be able to open it.
No one's going to get in the air.
Yeah, it's going to, everybody else is going to have to suffer so they don't have to worry about getting sued again.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous. Kind of goes along. Did you see the story? It was everywhere, I think yesterday. The cruise ship passenger that got kicked off.
I just read the headline.
Cruise ship
and
banned for life because she climbed over the railing outside of her balcony to take a
selfie.
Sick selfie. Yeah.
She stood on top of the railing.
Yeah. So she stood somewhere that you're not supposed to stand. Again, like you said, signs everywhere that you cannot climb over or go on top of these railings, and was essentially dangling over the ocean to take a real awesome selfie. And they caught her and they kicked her off the ship and they said, you're banned for life. You're not allowed back. And you know what? She might not sue. I wouldn't be surprised if she tried to sue them, especially if she likes to go on cruises.
Like, and
can't ban me for life. But if she would have fallen and died,
she would have definitely
for
sued.
Sure.
Yeah.
Her fam. If she would have died, her family would have sued. If she would have survived, she would have sued.
If I were king, I would throw out half, at least, of the injury cases that are filed. First day. Nope. I can tell you right now, no, throw it out.
Yeah.
That's not our system. We have due process, which I would take away. And they'd just be like, no, you stuck your head out a train window. No, you sat on the sign that said, don't sit here. No, you stood on the railing of a cruise ship.
You broke the rules.
Yes.
It really comes down to that.
You broke the rules and you paid the price.
I would also take away so many rights from criminals when it comes to injuries. That, like I've told, I've told this story so many times, but it made such an impression on me. It was day one in law school. I thought they were playing a prank on us, where the guy breaks into a country cabin to steal stuff. This guy has a crossbow set up. Crossbow shoots him, hits him, and he sued and won. And here I am, fresh off the boat from South Roxana, and I'm thinking, that's genius. Setting up a crossbow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Another guy falls through the roof, sues, wins.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Unbelievable.
Just stupid.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But especially in the city, and everyone knows this, the city juries love to give money. I have literally seen jurors sleeping during a trial.
And then awarding somebody.
And then wake up.
$1 million.
Yep. It's nuts. I've seen them high five during a trial. Like one lawyer will zing the other and they'll high five each other. It's crazy.
Jeez.
But that's why people get money, is because it's such a risk that if you get stuck in a conservative court, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have much chance. But if you get stuck in a liberal court or an inner city court, you can't tell
That's
your
why
client.
It's safer to settle.
Yeah, you can't tell your client, look, we're safe. Don't worry about it. The person was sitting on the sign that said, do not set. You're never safe.
Jeez.
Welcome back, DGS. So there's a weird thing you just told me. That Pete Buttigieg is trying to...
Yeah, this was like a sponsored tweet that showed up in my timeline. I do not follow Pete Buttigieg. But it just showed up because he had paid for people to see it. And it was a contest where if you donated to Pete's campaign, you could win a chance with you and a guest to go see Hamilton with Chasen. And I'm like, who is Chasen? It was just a guy with glasses. And I looked it up. It's Pete's husband.
So he's auctioning off his husband for a date.
I guess so. It's a little strange. I'm wondering if Chasen like has a problem with strangers, but he's like, all right, if we can go see Hamilton, I can do that with anybody. It's just like the one activity he feels comfortable, you know, going out on a limb for.
I don't know.
Was Chasen in Hamilton or something? I don't know.
No, there's got to be more to the story.
Any Buttigieg heads out there? Give me a call. Let me know.
Any Buddha heads? No, I mean, anytime you're auctioning off your spouse,
it's a little weird.
Is yeah?
Yeah, it makes more sense to go see a showing of Hamilton with Pete.
Yes,
the person running for president.
Right.
Okay. Oh, he drove me crazy in the debate on, I guess it was Tuesday night, because he was saying something about cars and he's like, well, I drive a car. It's a Chevy Cruze.
Oh, that pissed me off too.
I threw my hands up in the air like,
that pissed me off too.
Wait, I guess that's a humble brag.
Oh.
Or maybe it's a brag humble.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a fancy car.
Right.
I got one of those good old American red-blooded Chevy Cruzes.
What is the name for that? It's not a humble brag.
It's more like, look how relatable I am, you guys.
Just want to sneak this in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's got to be a term for that. If not, there should be.
If it's not, if a humble brag is talking about a big deal but making it seem like you don't think it is, maybe that is a brag humble. It's the reverse.
As good as anything I got.
Yeah, a humble brag is like, you know, one of my biggest problems is I just try too hard.
Yeah, I care too much.
I care too much.
And people just say that, like, my heart is too big.
Yeah, one of the things that my boss always says is that I need to take more time off.
It's one of my favorite Simpsons scenes where he's interviewing and he's like, what's your biggest weakness? The guy's like, well, I'm married to my job. And Homer's like, well, I'm lazy and I'm fat. And he just keeps on going. You know how I'm convinced that probably about a year ago we broke off into another multiverse?
Yeah. Yes.
Here's further evidence. So Felicity Huffman just went to prison, and guess who just got out? Charlie Brown.
What?
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown?
Okay, if you tell me you don't know who Charlie Brown is, I'm going to jump off a building. Charlie Brown! Peanuts, Snoopy, Lucy.
Charlie went to prison?
Yes. Okay, Tony, I'm mad at you for just standing by and letting this happen.
Charles Schulz? I thought he was dead.
No, I just wanted to see where this is going to go.
I quit.
Charlie Brown went to prison in a recent special?
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry, I don't know what's happening.
The guy that played Charlie Brown.
Oh, he came out of the closet.
What?
I thought you said, guess who just came out?
Of jail.
Of prison.
Felicity Huffman just went in, and guess who just came out?
I don't know. I didn't know if they revealed the character of Charlie Brown was gay. I'm racking my brain trying to figure out what's going on because you guys are acting like I'm so stupid for not knowing this.
No, the guy that played Charlie Brown,
the voice actor,
just did 5 years in prison and just came out. Which seems like less of a big deal now after Rach saying that maybe the Charlie Brown character was gay. That seems like a bigger story.
I don't know. They revealed Bert and Ernie are gay.
He wants to make a comeback. Did they?
I thought it was heavily implied.
Well, that's not a reveal.
Oh, no. It was Bert is gay.
Just Bert.
I think just Bert. And Ernie is like really cool with it and really supportive.
Why? Wow. Why would? Oh, okay, fine. What about Peppermint Patty?
Yeah.
Man, I went.
Do we even need to have that discussion?
I went round and round with a little Phoebe Glover when she was just like not having it. She's like, no, that's a boy. I'm like, nope, it's Peppermint Patty. That's a girl.
Oh, no, they're both gay. Sorry. Bert and Ernie.
This is canon.
Yes. Bert and Ernie are indeed a gay couple, Sesame Street writer claims.
So I really
they're not written it. It's not they don't talk about it on the show.
They're not like going on dates.
So it's not canon, then, like Dave said, but I guess a writer.
I mean, it's canon because the guy who created them says they're gay.
Yeah, but canon means it's in the Sesame Street world that they're gay.
I'm sure it is subtly.
No, but I mean, I think I agree with Rachel on this one that if the guy that wrote it said it, that would make it canon.
No, in the world on television, it would have to be, they'd have to be living up to it for it to be technically canon.
So if George Lucas said Luke Skywalker's gay, but he was never portrayed that way in Star Wars, it wouldn't be canon.
It wouldn't be canon.
So Dumbledore isn't gay.
Not in Harry Potter canon, no.
Okay.
This is why people love the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the dumbest things you've ever talked about.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know about the voice of Charlie Brown.
I'm not calling you dumb. I'm saying this whole thing about...
Well, why did Charlie Brown go to the prison in the first place? Let's get back on track.
That's not true.
He could get that out of prison.
I think he was going to kill a cop.
Yes.
He was plotting to kill...
He threatened a sheriff.
Yeah.
He is bipolar, and he said... Be careful if you're bipolar because I basically lost my marbles in a month and just went crazy and I ended up threatening the life of a sheriff.
Lucy pulled the football one too many times. I snapped.
Even I was trying to be a little more respectful of mental illness and wasn't going to go, Lucy pulled the football.
That wasn't a shot at mental illness. It was a shot at Charlie Brown. Mental illness.
That's a good defense. Just say the word.
Steve's just making us all feel like fools this segment. Because we don't know enough about Charlie Brown.
What's Dave doing?
You're high-roading us.
I don't feel like a fool.
This is the second time you've been high-roaded. I don't even know what that means, and I'm doing it. No, so he's out of prison. And he said that... He just got a Charlie Brown and Snoopy tattoo on his bicep, and he's going to write a book called...
And did he get it in prison? Is that prison ink? Charlie Brown prison ink?
Confessions of a Blockhead. This is the dumbest segment. I don't know why it's making me laugh so much.
Doesn't he want to make a comeback? He wants to get back into voice acting, I think. Sure, he'll be hired right away.
I listened to him. Just to see if there was a hint of Charlie Brown.
Was there?
Nah.
Really?
Nah, I think prison squoze that out of him.
Wasn't he also a very small child whenever he would have voiced him?
Well, I didn't expect him to sound like he was 4 years old.
Right. I think he was an adult, though. I don't think he was a kid when he was voice acting that.
Maybe. Really?
Maybe.
That's creepy.
Well, most voice actors are...
Most of the Peanuts characters were adults.
No, I didn't say that, but I know. But a lot of voice actors voice kid characters. Adult voice actors voice kid characters all the time.
Okay,
so
let's make a bet. If this dude was an adult when he did Charlie Brown,
well, how old is he?
I'll give you $100. And if he's not, you don't go to Disney.
I'm not making a bet. I'm just saying I didn't just automatically assume that he was a kid when he did it because. Voice actors voice kid roles all adult voice actors voice children all the time.
Is the theme of this segment just fighting with each other?
No, it's
arguing,
fighting
quibbling.
Over the dumbest things ever.
Well, I'm quite sure that the Charlie Brown kids were kids, but Tony's right. A lot of time, I mean, like Bart Simpson and Lisa Simpson are both voiced by adult women. It's quite common.
He's 63.
Is he?
Yeah.
So he said it was 55 years ago.
So he was a kid.
So he's like 8 years old.
There you go.
I'll accept your apology now.
I feel like we all need
I'd
to
not,
like.
I I didn't say that he wasn't.
You felt like
I
what?
I just said I didn't assume that he was.
Let's all start cutting each other a little bit more slack.
Let's do.
No,
and relax.
Starting now.
I'm good.
Well, you're not the one that I'm concerned about. It's this one over
here. How am I the bad guy? I say, Charlie Brown just came out of prison. And I'm the bad guy.
Came out of the closet.
For her thinking that a tiny cartoon boy from the 60s was gay. Yeah, I'm the bad guy. Speaking of gay, where's Wig? No, wait a minute.
I don't think you can do that anymore.
No, I swear to God that's not what I meant. I have a story. That's hilarious. I have a story about gay conversion that I want him here for. Speaking of gay.
I think Wigan? He went home. I think he caught a little bit of this and thought, you know what?
I'm just
going to go home to my wife and my kids.
So you guys see this? Kellogg's is selling boxes of six cereals all mixed together.
Yep.
Heard of that one before. I tell you about Honey Nut Frosted Flakes.
You did. Yes, you did. All right. Go to break.
That's a good one.
We're all going to hug it out. We're going to find Wiggins, and we're going to talk about gay conversion. Welcome back, DGS. Happy Friday. So we're going to talk to George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine when he gets here about what time you can get to a restaurant before close without them being scratchy with you.
He is on the elevator, so he'll be here any second.
All right, let's all pretend we're asleep.
The elevator's kind of far away, so might be snoring for a while.
Yeah, but he'll really believe it when he gets here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys do that? Am I part of the only family that was a thing? When someone was walking in, you'd go, everyone pretend you're asleep.
Oh, no, we do it all the time.
Like in the middle of the day?
Anytime. The less realistic it is, the funnier it is.
Well, we didn't do that, but like if my brother and I were playing with my cousins, Andrew and Ashley, my dad would walk in and go, everybody go to bed. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon to be funny. And it was just fun.
So yeah, to this day, if like James and I are playing on the couch and Christine has been out, as soon as she hits the door, walks in, we'll go, pretend like you're asleep.
That's awesome.
We'll both lay down.
The go to bed thing's funnier.
Does she ever walk in and just go, everyone go to bed? That'd be great.
At 4 o'clock? No.
Yeah.
No. No,
the joke is that it's way too early for bedtime.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought he'd do it like at 10 p.m.
Well, then you didn't listen because she specifically said 4 p.m.
No, I heard every word she
said.
Happens
at 4 o'clock.
Speaking of gay, where's Wiggins?
Can't say that.
That was so funny.
Can't say that anymore.
Was Mahey on an elevator in this building?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
He rode it to the roof. I didn't say he was getting off on this floor.
He's just going up and down.
When you just asked, was George on an elevator in this building? Andrew's head went, whoop. He jumped up and he ran down the hall. He's probably been standing in the lobby this whole time after getting off the elevator. And Andrew was like, oh, he's here?
He probably heard the go to bed story and he's doubled over
literally,
in laughter. Literally,
that's probably what it is.
Literally, you said it and he went.
Andrew probably just pooped his pants just a little bit, laughing at the hilarity of Rach's dad.
Come on, George.
Come on, George.
Come on, George. We need you.
Love of God.
There he is.
Here he comes.
He's talking to Wiggins. We're having a hallway conversation with Wiggins. Come on in.
All right.
Come on, Wiggins.
We've been waiting for George and you're holding him up.
He just walked up. Right here. And so did I.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we got to get this story first. He's got every ace bandage from Walgreens on his arm.
Yeah, what'd you do, bud?
Hi, guys.
Hey!
A little nerve repair work.
Uh-oh. Like carpal tunnel?
Carpal tunnel was one of them.
Yeah.
Did you realize that's about a 10-minute operation?
Yeah.
And it's,
I usually
it's
can like, do it in about five.
Yeah, I would say it's 4 minutes on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which is where you turn on YouTube and you can see exactly what they're going to do and how they're going to do it.
I wouldn't want that.
It was pretty interesting. So that was part of it. But there was other nerves that were causing issues. So they had to.
Just the one hand?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's my non-dominant hand. But anyway, it's crazy. They put you out for this and they numb your arm. Have you ever had a nerve block in your arm?
No.
your arm is like hanging like a piece of meat, and you don't know it's there. It's, I'm telling you, it's the creepiest thing
wow
I've ever felt in my life.
Want to feel something creepier?
Sure.
So how long was your arm dangling?
For 14 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was carrying it around like it was somebody else's arm.
So then when it came
Yeah, I know.
I am not awake right now. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, so what comes to, it's kind of like when you coming out of a Novocaine, you know, and
so it was all fuzzy.
Yeah. And it was just, I'm telling you, it was a bizarre sensation.
Did you do anything like throw it on a table to
no,
see
but I was sitting watching
that's
the baseball
totally
game.
What I would have done.
I had it propped up, and then I looked over, and it had just,
burn it.
It had just fallen down.
You kids, watch this.
I'd have been like, just hit it. Hit it hard.
Hit it hard. Go ahead.
Take a hammer to it.
Take this ice pick.
You don't even notice because it's not your dominant arm, but you absolutely dominate with your other arm.
It was a strong.
Wiggins is here.
Yeah. Not sure where that was going, but anyway.
Nobody
was.
But I'm back, and the hand works, but it's from, you know, repetitive movements. Nobody go there. So I'm good. I'm fine again. Thank you.
Does your other arm need it too?
No.
He goes, oh, good.
No. But,
and then he showed it to us.
His dominant arm.
That was like great.
I'm waving at you. There, it, see, it works.
Showed it to us like it was a trophy.
Dr. Glover, this
I
one
got
works
one
fine.
Going. Okay.
That's good.
From Ask George, St. Louis Magazine, when can you show up at a restaurant? This is a pet peeve of mine. Let me be the bad guy, okay?
Yeah.
If I think you should set your close time, if it's 9 p.m., I should be able to walk in at 8:59 and sit down and be served. So
you're that guy.
No, here's why. Don't say 10 if you don't mean 10.
Yeah.
If you say 10, but it's actually 9:30, just friggin' say 9:30. Why all this subterfuge?
But isn't the implication that it's closed down at 10, like business should be finished by 10?
See, it's subject to interpretation. Okay. That's the problem. So it's not like restaurants aren't like a bank. If you walk into or a grocery store, you walk in at 8:59, you can go about your business and push your cart around all night long and nobody's going to throw you out. But if you do that in a restaurant, you're going to get the stink eye from
people. But it's their fault.
Well, here's
call
what,
it kitchen closed.
Well,
yeah, a lot of restaurants do that.
That was my solution.
Yeah, a lot
to
of restaurants have the, you know, kitchen closes at 9, bars open till midnight, or, you know, we're open to 11, but kitchen closes at 10.
And then the guys that really get around it, and this I'm sure drives you crazy, you see on their door 4 o'clock to close. Well, what the heck does that mean? So you just don't know when you can come
if
in.
If you tell me the time that I can walk in and sit down and have dinner, we're cool. Whether that time is 7 p.m. or 1 a.m., I don't care.
Right.
But just say it's not that friggin' hard.
I think you should say 4 o'clock kitchen closes at 9:30 or 10 or whatever it is. And then you know you damn well better be in that seat and have ordered because them's the rules. And if it's 10 minutes later, sorry, you know. Anyway, that's the way the places should do it.
How do you feel about fast food restaurants? Should you be able to pull up at 5 minutes before a fast food restaurant closes? Or
here comes the chicken thing.
You know, I think that's a little different because they're kind of ready to go. They can crank out an order in a minute, but they're not going to.
You'd be surprised.
Not recent experiences in this
room.
Don't
get the chicken twins going.
When you go, you're driving in the drive-thru and they're like, they're pulling the shade down and say, I'm sorry, we're done here.
8:25 on a KFC that closed at 9 said, sorry, we're all out of chicken for the night.
Oh, well.
At a chicken restaurant. I don't know what else I could order.
How does that work? It's like
they said,
guy was out of pepperoni.
They
that
said,
night
we'll
too.
Turn back. They said, we'll turn everything back on and cook another batch, but it'll take 45 minutes. Do you want to wait?
You should have said yes and just to mess with them.
Well, I wasn't going to eat that chicken.
They were slaughtering the chickens in-house.
8:25, George. I got in line at about 8:15. And when I ordered, by the time I ordered, because there were some other cars in line, I don't know what happened with
them. Here's the bottom line. Well, Colonel's full of crap.
That's crazy. That's wrong,
but
right?
Restaurants should do that. And you see that all the time. Wait, I was here, you know, you close at 9, a sit-down restaurant. I walked in at 8:20 and you guys were putting the chairs up. Wait, you can't do that. Well, it was slow tonight. You know what? too bad. That's the business you're in. It ain't any fun to sit around twiddling your thumbs, but that's what you've got to do.
I wouldn't do a fast food restaurant in the last 5 or 10 minutes. But I feel like fast food, if you're there 15 minutes ahead of time, you're fine.
Guys, remember,
and if the kitchen is open, the kitchen is open.
This Alley House, when we finished up and we went to that restaurant bar,
mm-hmm.
and we walked in and no one was in there, and we said, oh, hey, are you guys open? And they're like, yeah.
Welcome.
And then they turn on the music really loud, like mm-hmm. just trying to drive us out. Right. Yeah.
Well, it's the old... You know, they turn on the oldest Hoover vacuum cleaner made,
right.
you know, at the table next to you. And I mean, you're just, you get the message.
Don't a lot of servers work basically only on tips? Don't they want those customers? Because I get wanting to go home early, but if a lot of jobs going home early, you're still getting paid. For servers, a lot of them, if you don't have customers, you're not getting paid. So
yeah,
don't
but
you want
servers,
the customers?
If you look at it this way, servers tend to get all their tables. You know, they're working table, 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 table. They don't want to have no tables, and then you come in at 8:59
gotcha.
And give them, you know, and it's going to be
worth
it's not worth $5 to them or whatever it's going to be. So,
$5 Tony, that's what we call them.
But yeah, that's
I'm a very good tipper.
Yeah, closing times are a. It can be so easily
it's a hot
rectified.
Button issue.
Rach, tell George the question that the KFC employee asked you when you walked in and said, I've been waiting for my order for over 45 minutes.
He said, oh, did you order the chicken?
At KFC.
With a straight face, did they say that?
It was kind of a power move.
It was one of those pull-ups. She was told to pull up into the spot and we'll bring the food out to you. And
did you have any comeback at all?
I was like, yes, yes, I did.
I did have
it. It did. It startled me. It took me off my game.
Yeah, see, that's
it was a good strategy.
Made you question yourself.
Yeah. Gotta put a smile on your face.
Like holy crap, am I at Applebee's?
Did I order wrong?
Am I okay?
I thought I ordered the right thing here.
I'm at Captain D's.
So
sure, the chicken.
So let's go. Let's go under not Dave rules that you shouldn't walk in right before the kitchen closes. What's the proper, in your opinion,
15 to 30 minutes?
Which one is it, George? Is it 15 or 30?
You are not helping.
22 and a half. Shoot the gap.
So if it's 15 minutes before a kitchen closes, you're out of bounds.
No, yeah, you're generally okay, but you know, like I said in that article, they'll attend to you pretty darn quickly. They'll get that order in pretty darn quickly, and it'll come to your table faster than you've ever seen anything happen in your life.
I'm always worried that if I am the last guy, or if it is something like that, that they're gonna mess with my food.
Nobody messes with your food.
That's not okay. I'm just overblowing that.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. I've never seen it happen. I've never heard. I've read about it everywhere.
Twitter, George May, he says no one messes with food at restaurants. Go.
Yeah, see. Well, here we go.
Thanks, George.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.